fawn yearn for the jaws of the wolf. You do. I drive home along the familiar roads. Another day where myself is hidden. I do not complain. It is necessary. As I come closer to home, I feel my true nature returning. I wonder if you can feel it where you are. Are you making dinner? Do you feel the first prickle of fear at the base of your neck? Do you grow wet in anticipation? Our house is more like a cabin, a home, a den. It is surrounded by trees. There is a reason we live in the woods. I told you when we became mated that this would be necessary. You agreed to it, and more. I park. Get out and come inside. I set down the trappings of the day. I wear the suit that men require of me, but I do not wear a coat. I have my own. As soon as I come in, you look up to greet me. You already know what is happening. I see it in your eyes, that flash of recognition. You know what is going to come out of me. You drop the plate you are holding. It will shatter on the floor, but you will be nearly out of the back door by then. You are fleet of foot. And fine of limb. I saw this soon after I met you. The way you run is an invitation. More than if you spread your legs or got on all fours in front of me. The way you run, I could no sooner ignore you than I could will my heart to stop beating. You are swift, but I am close behind. I catch your scent. Not the scent of your hair and skin, but the scent of your sex. I thought I was running as fast as I could, but I find more speed. You glance behind yourself to gauge how far behind you I am. Mistake. Your eyes widen with fear and excitement. You stumble, but right yourself right as you reach the woods. The woods. The scent fills me. The power fills me. Here I am king. Here is where our pack will be born. I do not need to hurry, but I do. My need increases. Your race. You have discarded your shoes long ago. Your legs fly and I see flashes of them between the trees. You leap with ease onto a log and run along it as if it were a road. You've grown faster since we started this hunt many moons ago. You are my mate, and you remind me always why it is so. but you are not as I am. As you start to pull away, I simply give fully to my nature and run on all four legs. I snarl and snap. I am not yet tired. I am hungry. I am aching. My cock was hard from the moment I saw you. Now it is unbearable. I no longer want you. I need you as the starving man needs food, as the fire needs fuel, as the drowning man needs air. I will die without you. You run quickly, but you tire. You have been sprinting for minutes now. Even in my hunger, I cannot help but admire the prowess of my mate. What children you will bear. What lusts will you withstand? What a partner you will be in the great hunt. I am close. You turn nimbly to avoid me, but I am more skilled at this game. I fall upon you. I am not gentle. You would not have me as a mate were I so. I take you and slam you to the ground. I hear you gasp while you are stunned. I am upon you. I smell your cunt, and you are ready for me. I've never had a mate with such a fine scent. I am mad with desire. Were I weaker of spirit, I would have mauled you ages ago. But instead, my jaws find your throat, and you stop struggling. For now. You know that I am your master, and you belong to me. You live because I allow it. Despite your fear, you are aroused so deeply, you grasp at me to pull me closer. Anything to be closer to my cock that has made you cry out so many times. You dig your nails into me, so urgent is your need. I release you and tear at your skirts, your blouse. You slip out of them far more easily than I could have torn them from you. I can see you wore nothing under them. No worthless garments to cover your sex. Nothing to hold your breasts. I huff with the realization that I was right. You did know that I would hunt today. You lay on your back. There is a scratch on your cheek. Your lips are parted. I can see your eyes glow with desire. I caught you, but I myself am trapped. There is no escape now. You swiftly and smoothly, like water from a stream, turn over and fall on all fours. You arch your back and lower your head to the ground, looking over your shoulder. You speak human words. words of pleading, begging, but I am the one who is undone. I change to a better form for you. Something like a man, but not. It is the form you mated with for the first time under the moon of a distant place, where you first ran from me, and I first gave chase. You thought you would die that night, and I thought I might kill you. But it was not so. I mount you now, roughly, and with all the power of my form. You gasp in shock, some pain, but also delight. You understand what it means to be my mate. You sense in my force, my grasping, clawed hands, my hot breath and snapping jaws on your neck, how much I love you. How deep and desperate it is for you. How leaving you in the day is agony, and returning to you is like sweet water on my tongue. I am forceful with you, my hand on your throat. I constrict, but this I do gently, carefully. This is something you told me you need, and you are surprised at this moment. I roughly force myself into you, your slick, willing warmth, and soft. Take your breath with my hand. My other is on your hip, digging into you and preventing you from fleeing again. You do not flee. You feel that I have become more urgent. You begin to spasm inside and out. I release my grip so you can cry out, scream aloud. You scream my name and beg for my seed. You scream your love. It is not defiance, it is submission. It is a declaration of ownership. It is warning other mates away from me. You are so fierce that I can no longer resist. I release. It is such a small word. It does not describe this emptying of myself into you. It does not describe the bruising force of me entering you. It does not describe your seizing me and draining me of every drop of my seed. There are no words for what I feel. I am one with my mate. I am satisfied. You collapse under me, breathing so heavily I worry for a moment. But you look over your shoulder at me. You are smiling. You know how much you've pleased your mate, and you are sated. You attempt to stand, but I do not let you. I lift you easily in my arms. I do not do this always, fearful that I would insult your prowess and vitality, but you have given everything today. You bleed and are bruised. You put your arms around my neck and nuzzle into my jaw as I carry you home to our den. There, I will tend your wounds and tell you all the ways I love you. There will be no confusion in you as to how I feel. I hope you have conceived